In the frigid darkness of a January night, supermodel Lula Landry plummeted from her luxurious Mayfair penthouse balcony. The world quickly embraced the suicide narrative. Beautiful, troubled celebrity succumbs to inner demons. Case closed. But what if everyone got it wrong? What if the obvious answer masked a carefully orchestrated murder? This question haunts Cormoran Strike, a massive, disheveled private detective whose life is crumbling around him. A former military police investigator who lost half his leg in Afghanistan, Strike has just ended his volatile 16-year relationship with aristocratic Charlotte Campbell. Sleeping on his office camp bed, drowning in unpaid bills, and facing imminent eviction, Strike's professional and personal life has hit rock bottom. When John Bristow, brother of Strike's childhood friend Charlie, who died decades earlier, walks through his door convinced his adoptive sister Lula was murdered, Strike's skepticism battles with his desperate financial situation. The case seems hopeless, the suicide verdict sound, but the promise of payment proves irresistible. What follows is a meticulous descent into the glittering yet toxic world Lula inhabited, where beauty and wealth mask deep-seated dysfunction, and everyone had something to gain from her death. As Strike peels back the layers of Lula's final days, he discovers a young woman increasingly isolated despite her fame, desperately searching for authentic connection and her true identity. Robin Ellicott arrives at Strike's shabby office for a temporary assignment, fresh from her engagement. Their first meeting is awkward. Strike nearly sends her tumbling downstairs, grabbing her breast while preventing her fall. Beneath Robin's practical Yorkshire exterior lies a secret passion for detective work, stemming from a traumatic university experience. Despite her fiancé Matthew's disdain, she's drawn into the Landry case. Her organizational skills transform the chaotic office, while her talent for extracting information from conversations proves invaluable. Their partnership develops through meaningful collaborations, Robin posing as Strike's sister at Vashti, researching Professor Agyeman, and investigating alibis at Oxford hotels. Each success builds her confidence while earning Strike's respect. They complement each other perfectly. Her emotional intelligence balancing his experience, methodical approach, and cynical instincts. What begins as a temporary arrangement evolves into a genuine partnership built on mutual respect despite their different backgrounds. Lula Landry's life was a modern fairy tale with a tragic end. Born to a struggling prostitute and adopted by the wealthy Bristow family at 4, her mixed-race beauty propelled her to fame as Cuckoo. By 23, she commanded a £10 million fortune with prestigious contracts from Vogue to Armani. Beneath the glamour, Lula lived in isolation. Bipolar disorder and cocaine addiction led to multiple rehab stays, while her volatile relationship with musician Evan Duffield fueled tabloid headlines. Friends noted her withdrawal in her final months, despite maintaining her public image. Strike's investigation reveals her suffocating reality. Constantly tracked by paparazzi, her identity packaged by publicists for profit. Her Mayfair apartment functioned as a gilded prison, with security cameras monitoring her every move. The triple-glazed windows that challenge Tansy's testimony symbolize the barrier between celebrities and authentic connection. In her final weeks, Lula urgently searched for her biological heritage, contacting her birth mother and investigating leads suggesting her father was an African university student, a desperate quest for identity. Everyone in Lula's orbit had something to lose or gain from her death. Evan Duffield, her volatile boyfriend, had a public argument with her that night, their relationship plagued by jealousy and drugs. Film producer Freddie Bestegi had aggressively pursued Lula for a role, with a history of harassment allegations. Lula's adoptive family raises concerns too. Uncle Tony Landry dismissed her as unstable and opposed her search for her biological family, making racist comments. John Bristow's childhood memories of Lula seem inconsistent, and his interview behavior appears performative to Strike. Fashion designer Guy Sum maintained a possessive relationship with Lula, his financial dependence suggesting potential desperation. Driver Kieran Kolovas-Jones secretly wanted modeling opportunities, pressuring her for industry connections. The case intensifies when Strike discovers Lula had revised her will with an unexpected beneficiary, creating motive for multiple parties. When Rochelle Onafada, who witnessed this will, is found dead in the Thames, the stakes become lethally clear. London functions as a crucial character in the investigation, its neighborhoods reflecting the social divisions central to the mystery. Strike moves between Lula's luxurious Mayfair residence and Rochelle's humble hostel, highlighting the inequality that defined Lula's life. Born in poverty, elevated to wealth, yet unable to escape violence. Despite his financial struggles, Strike navigates all social strata with ease, appearing equally comfortable in exclusive restaurants, working-class pubs, and film studios. This social fluidity makes him effective across London's fragmented communities. The city's changing seasons provide an atmospheric backdrop, progressing from snowy winter during Lula's death through spring as magnolia trees bloom and sunshine warms pub gardens where Strike conducts interviews. This seasonal progression mirrors the investigation's path from cold evidence to clarity. For Strike, with his prosthetic leg, London streets become increasingly painful to traverse. Yet the city also offers solace in its vastness when personal demons threaten. As Strike assembles the evidence, a disturbing truth emerges. John Bristow, who hired Strike to investigate his sister's murder, is actually the killer. His motive was financial. He'd been embezzling and needed Lula's fortune, especially after discovering she had written a will leaving everything to her biological brother. Using his key, he hid in the flat below Lula's after their argument. He stole a distinctive hoodie from DB Maxx Delivery, brought white roses to trick Lula into opening her door, then threw her from the balcony. Tansy Bestegi, smoking on her balcony, overheard the argument, providing crucial timeline evidence the police had dismissed. Strike discovers this wasn't Bristow's first murder. Years earlier, he had killed his brother Charlie by pushing him into a quarry. Only Tony Landry suspected the truth, explaining his opposition to Lula's adoption. After Lula's death, Bristow killed Rochelle, who had witnessed Lula's will. When confronted, he attacks Strike with a knife, confirming his guilt. 10 days after Bristow's arrest, Strike meets Lula's biological brother, Lieutenant Jonah Adjiman. Their conversation reveals Lula's attempts to connect with her biological family after discovering the Bristow's deception. Though never united in life, Lula ensures her fortune passes to Jonah, recognizing their bond despite separation. The case transforms Strike's finances, bringing enough clients to clear his debts. For Robin, the case catalyzes personal change. Strike's gift of the green dress prompts her confession about wanting to stay, and their negotiation establishes a partnership based on mutual respect and shared investigative instincts. The novel concludes at the Amputee Center, where Strike reads coverage of his success. When the consultant mispronounces his name, Strike's correction echoes Tennyson, "I am become a name," representing his reclaimed identity. By solving Lula's death, he reconstructs his own narrative. Both detective and victim find justice. Lula's truth told, Strike's life rebuilt. Their journeys remind us that appearances often mask complex truths.